This copyrighted broadcast is presented authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler from East Lake, Ohio, where the Lansing Lugnuts tonight will take on the Lake County Captains in game number 2 of a 6-game series. The Lugnuts come into play today with a record of 5-11, and the Lake County Captains, the home squad, are 7-9. We come to you today with day 2 of the 6-game series, even though it's a Thursday, because yesterday these two squads were postponed due to field conditions, very cold weather. The field was not considered safe to play on. But today, here we go, after the Lugnuts went out and took the first game of the series on Tuesday night by the score of 3-1. That game featured 6 innings of one unearned run baseball, as turned in by the left-hander David Legal. Tracer Kubo followed with the 7th and the 8th, Angelo Infante, then the 9th. Meanwhile, the offense applied Austin Beck, Brett Harris, Patrick McCubb, the 5-6-7 batters. Each of them collected 2 hits. Brett Harris scored the Lugnuts' first run in the 4th inning, coming in on a passed ball. And then in the 8th inning, Harris doubled in Austin Beck to break a 1-1 tie. And then he came in on the sac fly by Josh Wainwright after a McCall single. And that supplied all the scoring in the game. So now the Lugnuts look to build on it today and win the second game in this series at Lake County, a team that beat the Lugnuts in 2 out of 3 games back in Lansing, Michigan. Well, earlier today, I had the chance to speak with tomorrow night's starting pitcher, Grant Holman, and I asked him, among other things, about approaching the draft. Did he have any idea that it would be the Athletics that would take him in the 6th round last year?
No, so I thought I had, you know, kind of an idea of what was going to happen before the draft, and then as my agent told me, it usually goes, it went completely opposite of what we had expected it to be. But yeah, I didn't necessarily expect the A's, but I'm really happy that they did select me. Really happy with how the organization goes about stuff, and the coaching and everything has been awesome so far.
I heard from Gil Patterson that they got all of the 2021 draft picks, free agents, everyone into camp, and that everybody hit it off. How did you feel meeting all the other guys?
Oh, everyone was awesome. Got along really well with everybody. It's cool to meet guys from all over the country, just kind of get to know them. Going to Stockton for a little bit last year, got to get close with a couple of the dudes from the draft class, and even, you know, start meeting guys just on the team there and guys that are now on the team here in Lansing. So it's really cool to just, you know, develop friendships with guys all throughout the organization.
You're relatively new in minor league baseball. It's last year in Stockton. It's so far not yet a month here in Lansing. Did anybody give you advice as to what this would be like?
I wouldn't say one person in particular, but I've definitely just been trying to pick the brains of older dudes and get a feel for what things are, or kind of what to expect. I'd always rather do that than go into things blind and not have any idea what's coming. So,
like who? Who did you talk to and who said something that you're like, that was smart?
I don't know if I can name even one person in particular. I wouldn't even, like, say that I've asked a guy. It's honestly kind of just paying attention to how guys go about things and trying to just not step on anybody's toes or do anything that would, just trying to go about stuff the right way.
Stockton had a pitch clock last year, just like Lansing has one this year, though it's strictly enforced in Lansing. How is that adjustment to working with the pitch clock compared to college ball?
So we actually had the pitch clock in college.
So you're good.
Yeah. The rules are a little bit different, and the pitch clock is a little bit quicker this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just an adjustment. Gotta deal with it. It's going to be annoying sometimes, but, you know, it is what it is. Just gotta keep making pitches, so.
Your season ends last year. You get the off season before your first minor league season. Mm-hmm. How do you spend it?
So I took a couple weeks off of throwing, just rested the arm. Went out to Hawaii with some buddies, had a good time out there, and then...
You're a big beach guy, right?
Oh, yeah, love the beach. But I'm living up in Sacramento now, so don't quite have the beach.
Volleyball, surf, Anything like that, or just enjoy it?
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Sacramento,
yeah, huh?
Yeah. So Sacramento and Berkeley, I was bouncing back and forth, just, you know, working out, doing my throwing in both places. And, yeah, in the off time, spending time with family, friends, just, yeah, hanging out.
How did it feel coming into this year's spring training? Did you attack with a plan? How was your experience?
Yeah, you know, I thought it went great. I just went in and wanted to be myself, wanted to, you know, throw strikes, fill up the zone, attack hitters, and felt like I did that. I was happy with how it went, and yeah, looking forward to doing the same thing tomorrow.
I mean, filling up the zone and attacking hitters, I can look at your walk to strikeout ratio. It speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. Have you always had that kind of command, or has that been something you've had to work on?
It's definitely been something I had to work on. I think it just goes hand in hand with how my mechanics are feeling. You know, if things are feeling good, the command's going to be there. If something's a little off, that's when, you know, things can get a little haywire. But mechanics have felt good so far this year, and I've been happy with how I'm locating the ball. So, yeah, that's something I really take pride in, keeping the watch to a minimum. So I'm happy with how that's gone so far this year.
I remember talking with a scout, and the scout said that something that impressed him about a pitcher was the ability to self-correct when those mechanics got off. If your mechanics get off, is it usually one or is it something specific that happens?
I wouldn't say it's something specific, but there's a couple different things that can happen. And honestly, I think Ozzy's really good at letting me know if he sees something, and even other pitchers on the staff. If I miss on a couple pitches, I'm not finishing on the changeup. You know, the other pitchers on the staff aren't scared to come up to me in the dugout and say, hey, you know, just get out in front a little more on that changeup. And I think that's a really good quality that we have on the team, is just guys that are willing to give and receive constructive criticism from one another. I think it's great.
I mean, this gets right back into the relationships that you were talking about. About your stuff that you currently throw, what's your arsenal?
So I'm throwing a sinker, a changeup, slider, and a curveball, and then mixing in a four-seam every now and then.
What's your changeup grip?
So I go, if the, you know, horseshoe is facing the bottom side, the open side of the horseshoe is facing down, I go middle finger and ring finger kind of on the top of the horseshoe, and then circle with the thumb and the index.
Yeah. What's for you between your slider, your changeup, your curve? How do you like to use each one? Does one have a different value than the other? Like, what's the different circumstance?
The slider is kind of the strikeout pitch right now. And then the curveball has a little more depth. Slider's sharper. So I like to use the slider in more of a swing and miss. Curveball would be more of kind of like to change the pace if I need to slow a guy down.
Is there something you're working on?
The changeup has been a work in progress all year, just trying to get more and more comfortable with it. I think that when it's going good, it plays really well off the fastball, so just gotta work to keep it consistent.
How are you able to have the success that you had against a Fort Wayne lineup that we've watched them against everybody else and not just our team? That's a really talented squad out there. How did you solve them?
I was just trying to execute pitch to pitch. I thought we had a good game plan going into it on how we wanted to attack guys. And, I felt like I executed that game plan fairly well. They hit a couple balls hard. You know, they had a couple innings with it. I think they had like...
They kept getting the leadoff guy on against you.
It was like they had, I think, five or six leadoff guys on, but...
Pitching out of the stretch.
Yeah, but when they got those guys on, I felt like I bared down and just continued to focus on executing pitches. So
that was Grant Holman, Lansing's starting pitcher, scheduled for tomorrow night, talking about how things have gone from draft day all the way up until his last start. We are just about ready for our national anthem here in Lake County. For the 17th game of the season, the Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains. Down to the field we go.
They keep your caps on while rendering military salutes. Please welcome Drew Heatherington to lead us in singing of our national anthem.
Thursday, April the 28th, 2022. It is game number 17 in the Lansing Lugnuts' 26th year in existence, dating back, all the way back to 1996, that inaugural season, and through the affiliations with the Kansas City Royals, the Chicago Cubs, and the Toronto Blue Jays as a single-A team, and now into the second year as the high-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. The Lugnuts come in at 5-11, managed by the rookie Phil Pohl. The pitching coach is Gabriel Osuna, interim pitching coach, until Don Schulze returns. The hitting coach, Javier Goddard. Assistant hitting coach is Craig Conklin. The head athletic trainer is Jake Ruthier. Kevin Guile, the sport performance coach, and Ben Kropp, the video assistant. The Lugnuts starting lineup will lead off with center fielder Lawrence Butler. Batting second in right field, it's Austin Beck. Heading third, the shortstop, Eurybiel Angeles. Then batting fourth, the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Batting fifth, at second base, Brett Harris. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Jack Winkler. Batting seventh, DHing, Lázaro Armenteros. Hitting eighth, the catcher, Jared McDonald. And then rounding off the order, batting ninth, in left field, it's Brian Wilbas for the Lansing Lugnuts. The Lugnuts are clad in their road black uniforms here today after they wore their alternate road grays for the series opener and the victory. Butler, Beck, Angeles, Soderstrom, Harris, Winkler, Armenteros, McDonald, and Wilbas. And they'll take on this Lake County defense. Corey Holland is in left field, Connor Cox in center, and in right field, Jonathan Rodriguez. It's Aaron Bracho at first base. The second baseman is Christian Cairo. Angel Martinez is at short, and John Kenzie Noel plays third. The catcher is Mikael Ramirez. And that brings us to the man on the mound, the right-hander. It's Aaron Davenport out of the University of Hawaii, the sixth rounder taken last year. And he deals. On the first offering, taken for a called strike on the outside corner at 6:34 p.m., we are underway. Aaron Davenport works quick. There's a swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two on Butler. Our home plate umpire is Brian Van Vranken. The bases umpire, Emma Charlesworth-Sealer. The pitch, high and away. One ball and two strikes. Aaron Davenport. Ready to roll. The right-hander gets his sign from Ramirez. Steps back, leg kick in the toss. Swing and a miss. Got him on a breaking ball down and in. And just like that, there's one up, one down, one strikeout for Davenport, who whiffed 5 4 2/3 scoreless innings his last time out, that at Great Lakes next against the Loons. The Lugnuts,
number six, Austin.
And that brings up...
I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural...
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
No Lugnuts reached in the top of the first inning against the Lake County starter Aaron Davenport. And now the Lansing right-hander Joey Estes will take his turn. Lake County's starting lineup. It's going to begin with this man. Joe Naranjo leads off, DHing, batting second the shortstop Angel Martinez. Hitting third at second base, it is Christian Cairo. Cleanup hitting, third baseman John Kenzie Noel. I'll get to five, but first this pitch. Fouled straight back, strike one by the left-handed swinging Naranjo against the right-hander Estes. Heading fifth in right field, Jonathan Rodriguez. First baseman Aaron Bracho bats sixth. Batting seventh, catcher Mikael Ramirez. Left fielder Corey Howland. Fielder Connor Cox, I should say. As a swing and a foul tip into the mid of the catcher McDonald. Nothing and two. It is Jared McDonald putting down the signals for the right-hander Estes, a strikeout artist, who lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Down goes Naranjo. Power the fastball right by him.
Next up for the Dodgers, the shortstop, number 13, Angel Martinez.
11 strikeouts now for Joey Estes in 9 1/3 innings. He'll take on Angel Martinez. No score, bottom of the first, one away. The switch hitting Martinez bats left. Here's the pitch. He pushes a bunt back to the screen, strike one. Around the infield for Lansing, Jack Winkler plays third. And he's off his line and toward the baseline, but now backing up away from the grass. Estes with a red glove on his left hand lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. Strike two. Loves to work with that fastball up. At short, Aribiel Angeles. Brett Harris plays second. And at first base, it's Tyler Soderstrom. 0-2. High fly slicing foul down the left side. Bravas gave it a chase, but that ball is back and into the blue seats that elbow out down the left side. No balls and two strikes. It stays on Martinez. In the outfield for Lansing, it is Bravas in left field. In center field, Lawrence Butler. And in right, Austin Beck. No score in the first, one out. Estes deals. Change up low. He was making a bid for a second straight strikeout. Joey Estes from the first base out of the rubber. Delivers. High fly again down the left side and again fading foul. Again it's Bravas out of the bullpen with a backhanded attempt and he's ruled not to have caught it. He disappears from our view where we are as the stands elbow out. But the umpires, especially Brian Van Frank and the home plate umpire, they had a better angle. One ball, two strikes. It remains on the prospect Angel. Estes shakes off a sign. Now he likes it, and now he throws. Ground ball bounced foul up the right side. Ball, two strikes. It stays. The man on deck, Christian Cairo. Both Cairo and Angel Martinez's fathers played in the majors. Fly ball to center field. Slicing on Butler. Backing up into left center to haul it in just before he reaches the warning track. And there's two down. That brings up Christian Cairo.
Christian Cairo.
I mentioned their fathers. Angel Martinez's dad, Sandy Martinez. Christian Cairo's father, Miguel Cairo. Out of Venezuela, the pitch. That's up high and into, then out of the mid of the catcher, McDonald. Ball one. Scoreless in the first, two outs, nobody on. And the last half for the hometown captains. Christian Cairo grew up in Bakersfield, California, after his father was born in Venezuela. Moved to the States. The pitch. Fly ball down the right side. Long run, Austin Beck toward foul ground. That ball bounces foul, still well out of his range. One ball, one strike. Miguel Cairo first came up with the Toronto Blue Jays. That was in 1996. And then to the Chicago Cubs, then to the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, back to the Cubs in 01, to the St. Louis Cardinals, 2001 through 2003, down to the Yankees, the Mets, to the Cardinals, the Mariners, the Phillies, and the Reds. Here's the pitch. That is across the inside corner, slider for a called strike two. So all things considered, 9 different major league teams for Miguel Cairo, 17 years, 10 games shy of 1,500 played in the major leagues, and a .264 average, over 1,000 hits. Here's Christian. Gets a foul tip, a piece of the slider from Estes, and he stays alive. Christian Cairo, years ago, by the Cleveland Guardians, one of the teams whom Miguel Cairo did not play for in the major leagues. Estes has already whiffed one. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him with the slider down and away. It's a perfect frame for Estes after Davenport was perfect in the top half. Two Ks for Joey Estes, and off we move to the second inning. 0-0 between the Lansing Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains from East Lake, Ohio.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
So let's go to the top half of the second inning. No score between the Lansing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. No Adam Jaxa yet, but he will join me this weekend. The first pitch of the second is taken for a called strike on the outside corner by Tyler Soderstrom. Soderstrom, Harrison Winkler against the righty Aaron Davenport, who misses down low. One ball, one strike on Tyler. Davenport a right-hander. Soderstrom batting left. Here's the pitch. Down and in, two balls and one strike. Rough start to the series for Tyler. He was 0-for-5 with four strikeouts on Tuesday night. That after hitting two homers last Saturday. He chased a high fastball and waved right through it, and now the count goes to 2-2. The windup, the pitch, breaking ball in. Recognized it immediately. Now the count is run full. The 2020 Oakland Athletics first rounder waits. Here's the pitch. He strokes a line drive right at second baseman Cairo, who danced right, stuck back his glove to the left, and snares at number one.
He is tonight's leader bat. He's right there, strikes out. And for $4 for that blue hand.
Here's Brett Harris, righty throws to righty. Oh, all the way through the left-hand batter's box out of the backstop. And on the bright side, Brett Harris does not hit from the left side. So that's simply ball one. Now that ball would have nailed Tyler Soderstrom. 0-0, one at, nobody on, top of the second. The pitch, that nearly did hit Harris. Somehow it missed him coming in. Two balls and no strikes. Brett Harris gets hit by a lot of pitches. 2-0. Up and inside, ball three. Aaron Davenport has had a good-looking start to this game, except here. 3-0. That is across the outside corner. Out of called strike by Brian Van Vranken. 3-1. Pitch. Up and in. Ball four. Five-pitch walk. And Harris is on. He extends his on-base streak to 12 games. That didn't take long. Now Jack Winkler. Righty-righty the matchup. No score. Harris at first, one out. Pick off, though, by Davenport, but Brett dives back in. And no tag applied by Braccio. Aaron Davenport turns back over his left shoulder, looks at the runner, comes set at the waist. The pitch. Winkler takes a called strike on the inside corner. Jack Winkler, the 10th rounder out of San Francisco, trying to get his swing going this year. We've seen flashes of it. He has a triple and a home run already. Pickoff, though, again. Harris again dives back in. This time, Braccio is checking on him. Winkler comes in hitting 176, by the way. Does have six walks in his 11 games with the six base hits. Expect his bat to warm up as things warm up. Davenport with the 0-1. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike two. It was down and away at the knees. Aaron Davenport, who loves to work oh so quick. Now that pace has slowed down a bit to what we would call a normal pace with Brett Harris, the runner at first base. The sign received from Ramirez. The right-hander sets. And then steps off the rubber to throw to first. Just a moment, a balk has been called on Davenport, and Brett Harris is awarded second base. I wonder if these were the pickoff those. If this has been all about Davenport each time has been looking in, taking his time, getting his sign, and suddenly realizing that pitch clock is going to run out until he does something. And in this case, spotted for the balk. Now the pitch. Winkler does not chase down and away. One ball and two strikes. What a great chance for the Lugnuts to score the game's first run. Number six hitter in the order, the third baseman, Winkler. Harris at second, one down. The toss. Popped foul, up and away, off to the right side. It remains one ball, two strikes. Three runs batted in so far this year for Winkler. The thing that catches your eye about Winkler is his bat, the handle. Breaking ball, bounced foul up the left side. 1-2, it remains. So Jack Winkler's barrel of his bat and the middle part, it's unstained. It's that normal wood color, that naked color. It is stained a little bit, though, by pine tar. But the handle of his bat is electric athletics lime green. The pitch outside for ball two. To number two. Two balls, two strikes, and a teammate at second. Lázaro Armenteros waits on deck. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball three. A fastball from Davenport. It is an upright, even stance for Winkler, windmilling the bat around three times. Centered around a fourth. Maybe a fifth. Now we're ready. Knees start to bend. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Might have chased up. Davenport strikes him out. two down.
That's another one down the drain.
No score, top of the second inning for Lázaro Armenteros. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Harris at second. The first pitch. A fastball at the letters at a called strike one. Good start to the year for Armenteros. Two home runs over the course of the past homestand. Takes the breaking ball for a called strike on the outer edge. Sharp slider there from Davenport. Nothing in two. A look back to Harris. The pitch does not chase. Breaking ball down and away. Harris for third. The throw down. One hops in late. Brett Harris advances on a wild pitch by Davenport. And that was all about Harris making the decision immediately. That ball skipped on Ramirez, and Brett Harris broke as Ramirez had that one beat of trying to identify where it had gone. If he found it immediately, Harris is likely out at third base, but he couldn't locate it quickly enough. And now 90 feet away, the pitch. Armenteros takes ball two outside. Slider from Davenport that had the pitcher walking off the mound, but he didn't get the call from Van Franken. Two balls and two strikes. He throws. Way outside. Off to the backstop. Harris for the plate. Scores with a head-first dive. No play made by Lake County. How about that tour around the bases for a 1-0 Lugnuts lead? A walk, a balk, and two wild pitches by Davenport. Well, now the count has gone to 3-2 on Armenteros after it began no balls and two strikes. Davenport throws, fouled to the netting, and will try it once more. Remember, Winkler fell behind in the count against Davenport. Now, in the end, Davenport did strike him out. He delivers the 3-2, up and in, he walks Armenteros. Lansing does not yet have a base hit against, but they have forced him to throw an awful lot of pitches, especially here in this top of the second inning. Jared McDonald will be the batter. And here comes a visit to the mound by the Lake County Captains pitching coach, Caleb Longshore. In the first inning, for Aaron Davenport, it was a four-pitch at-bat with Lawrence Butler. Lawrence Butler struck out. And then Austin Beck on the third pitch. Beck grounded out to the second baseman, Cairo. And then that was followed up by A. Rebiel Angeles in three pitches, fouling out to the second baseman, Cairo. So, a 10-pitch first inning. Here in the second inning, 26 pitches needed so far by Aaron Davenport, and he is not done. Davenport selected in the sixth round last year by the Cleveland Guardians. And we have seen some top-notch pitchers taken in the sixth round just early on in this season. For the Lansing Lugnuts, the Oakland Athletics took Grant Holman, who was the subject of today's pregame interview. He's going to pitch tomorrow. Holman has been splendid. Well, play resumes. The pitch to Jared McDonald, up and inside for ball one. 27 pitches, and overall, 37 pitches, 19 strikes, 18 balls. Davenport deals, swing and a miss, a fastball up and in. Lázaro Armenteros is a threat to run at first base. Lansing is leading 1-0. Davenport wild pitching home Harris earlier this frame. Two outs, the righty deals, fouled up and away to the right, and beyond the rooftop. One ball, two strikes on McDonald, who comes in hitting 143. For Jared, that is 3-for-21 so far this year with a walk and 8 strikeouts. Right-handed batter waits. The set. The pitch, runner moves. It's high. In time. Armenteros went in head first. He's nabbed trying to steal. in his first stolen base attempt of the year, and the side is retired. So we'll have to see Jared McDonald come up in the third inning, but as it is, the Lansing Lugnuts have to be content with one run on no hits, one walk, no errors, nobody left on. The 1.5, it is the Lugnuts now leading in Lake County by a 1-0 score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here at the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, big thanks to Alex Jensen, the voice of the Stockton Ports. We're going to the bottom of the second inning, and the Lansing Lugnuts have a 1-0 lead. Jonkenzie Noel will lead off the home second. There he comes. And then Jonathan Rodriguez followed by Aaron Bracho. That's 4-5-6 against Joey Estes, who throws. Fastball high, ball one. 1-0 Lugnuts leading. Roddy against Roddy. Noel hitting cleanup. A dangerous hitter for the Caps. The pitch. A ground ball stroke toward short. Backhanded by Angeles. Plants, throws. The stretch at first by Soderstrom. One down.
Next up, the right fielder, number 32, Jonathan Rodriguez.
And now Jonathan Rodriguez, who takes a called strike one from Joey Estes. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Lansing, last of the second. Righty to righty. A bouncing ball over Estes. Second baseman Harris gloves it to his right. Those across his body. And there's two down. Two batters, two ground outs. Aaron Bracho next. Now this second inning isn't over, but just to contrast these two pitchers. As Joey Estes deals, the switch hitting Aaron Bracho batting left. Fouls back the first pitch, strike one. On the side for Lake County to get through two innings, Aaron Davenport, 40 pitches, 21 strikes, 19 balls. Joey Estes, 19 pitches, 16 strikes. He throws. Ground ball to second. Harris gloves down on one knee. Stands up, throws to Soderstrom. Completes the second, 1-2-3, 6-3, 4-3, 4-3, 20 pitches, 17 strikes for Joey Estes, and we're bound for the third from East Lake, Ohio. It is Lansing 1, Lake County nothing.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of
my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lansing doesn't have a hit yet, but the Lugnuts do have the lead. 1-0 over Lake County. Game 2 of a 6-game series. It'll be Jared McDonald, who is at home plate in the top of the second inning when Lázaro Armenteros was caught trying to steal second base. McDonald will lead off the top of the third, followed by Brian Wilbas, and then Lawrence Butler. That is 8-9-1 in Lansing Lugnuts order for the High A Oakland affiliate. You could call them the Oakland High A's. Righty-righty, Aaron Davenport kicks, throws to McDonald. Bouncing ball high over the pitcher. This is going to be difficult, and it gets in between Martinez and Cairo. A base hit to center. The old Baltimore chop. Connor Cox gets it in from center field. There's the Lugnuts' first hit of the game, and McDonald's fourth hit for the year. Bus will step in for the Lansing Lugnuts. And Wellboss exchanges pleasantries with a home plate umpire, Van Vranken. A couple of Bryans. Righty-righty. Nobody out. The first pitch. At the letters for a called strike one. Wellboss this year through 12 games is hitting 190. But we have seen that there's a lot of lightning in that bat. And 0-1 from Davenport. 1-0 Lansing in the third. On the inside corner, strike two called. That's off speed. Wellboss has four doubles this year. That leads the Lugnuts, and two of them came in the same game. And we are in a great hitter's ballpark at Classic Park. If he catches one right, he'll have his first home run of the year. 0-2. A ground ball on the left side. Room service hop. Noel at third. Feed second. That's one. And that's all for Cairo. Puts it in his pocket with Wellboss speeding up the line. Fielder's choice erases Jared McDonald. One out. Let's turn that order around. Bring up Lawrence Butler. Wellboss is a threat to try to steal as well at first base, but he's 0-1 this year. Lansing is up 1-0. Butler takes ball one inside. Left-handed batter, Lawrence Butler. Struck out his first time. One of two strikeouts for Aaron Davenport, his first time through the starting nine. And for Lawrence Butler, well, it's a lot of strikeouts. Pick off though to first, tag late. Wellboss dove back in, hands first. 22 strikeouts now for Butler. Now breaks a tie between him and Tyler Soderstrom. Two young players off to slow starts. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Off the top of the screen on the left side, then bouncing down to the on-deck hitter, Beck. One ball, one strike with one out for the man wearing number one, Lawrence Butler. And Butler's still looking for his first home run of this year. Had 19 last year. Here's the pitch. Fouled straight back. Oh, did he have a rip. But now that's strike two. Now, how does he do here? That two-strike approach. Butler is wearing a black hoodie underneath his black uniform. Road gray pants, black helmet, black bat waving. Davenport delivers. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Strike three. Blocked well in the dirt by Ramirez, keeping Wellboss at first base. Third K for Davenport. Second time he's gotten Butler. So here is Austin Beck. Beck, who is 2-for-3 in the first game of the series with two singles, a walk, and a run scored in the Lugnuts 3-1 win. Up 1-0 right now. The first offering is high. Ball one. Beck is just seeing it well. And when he's hitting the baseball, he is ripping it. Two-tone bat in hand. Light-stained handle. Black-stained barrel. The pitch from Davenport. High. Two balls and no strikes. And Wellbus at first base can really run. Aaron Davenport every now and then has started to overthrow. He's only allowed one hit, though, and that was a leadoff single by McDonald, erased by the Wellbus fielder's choice. Righty to righty. Pickoff though to first. Safe the call. It was tight. That is a quick move by Aaron Davenport. We could be seeing a matchup here today between the two starting pitchers with the longest hair in the Midwest League's Eastern Division. The pitch, up and in. Wellbus started and stopped. Ramirez gave him a look. The hair for Aaron Davenport, it's long, it's blonde, it falls and off to the letters on the front of his uniform. Or, if the uniform had letters, instead I should say the logo. The pitch, back takes, a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 3-1. I believe that was a slider on 3-0. I would be curious the last time that Aaron Davenport had a haircut at his long flowing locks. He offers. Strike two called on the outside corner. On the other side, Joey Estes clearly has had a haircut more recently, but Estes, by far and away, has the longest hair of any Lansing Lugnut player. Last year it would have been close, but then Osvaldo Barrios went off in the offseason and he got a trim. Payoff pitch, runner moves. Beck hits a fly ball to right, not well struck. Rodriguez waits. He snares it with one step to his left, and that'll do it. And I wonder if that bat for Beck is broken. Leadoff single, one left on. Nobody scores for the Lugnuts through 2.5. It remains the Lugnuts leading 1-0 at Lake County.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It is a great start for Joey Estes through two scoreless perfect innings. He'll go to the bottom of the third. He'll take on the bottom third of the order for Lake County. That means Mikael Ramirez, Corey Holland, and Connor Cox for the Lake County Captains. Lansing Lugnuts lead at Lake County 1-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Glad to have you along here with me. The first pitch from Joey Estes, Mikael Ramirez. Righty-righty. Mikael Ramirez was basically Lake County's offense 2 days ago. And the windup, the pitch. That's above the zone high. Estes only threw three balls in the first two innings. And he started things off two balls, no strikes here. A 2-0. There's a called strike on the outer third at the belt. Well, in Tuesday's series opener, David Leal got the start from the Lansing Lugnuts, and he was masterful. Ramirez grounds it past Estes in the center field, a base hit. Joey's checking his glove to see if there's a hole in it. In center field, Butler gets it in. A leadoff single for Ramirez on the first base runner for Lake County. Lugnuts 1, Captains nothing. Bring up Corey Holland. David Leal on Tuesday night, six innings, only allowed two hits. They were both by Ramirez, a double and a single. Lake County finished the game with only three hits and lost 3-1. An unearned run, their only offense. Estes to Holland, righty to righty. The pitch, slung outside, ball one. That did not look right from Joey, working extension side. Ramirez a very short lead at first base. Holland on Tuesday had a rough game. The pitch, breaking ball misses in. Two balls and no strikes. Corey Holland finished the game 0-3, three strikeouts. And you really know that things have gone well for your pitching staff in a game if there are batters on the other team who only get three at-bats. The deal, swing and a miss, off speed. There's the slider, and the count is 2-1. Just a rocky start to the year for Holland in general. He is 2 for his first 24 in 8 games. He has 3 walks and 12 strikeouts. The pitch, fly ball right field. Austin Beck rushes right, can't get it. It's over his head. A windmill for Ramirez around third, and then held up at the end as now the relay throw comes in. Late stop sign, and that saved him as the Lugnuts retrieved it in a hurry. It's a double for Corey Holland, his first extra base hit of the year. Well, Lake County is down 1-0, but they have runners at second and third and nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Here's their number 9 hitter, Connor Cox. Time requested and granted to the catcher McDonald on his way out to the hill. I spoke with the voice of the Lake County captains, John Vicari, earlier today. Just quick things about each of the players in the starting lineup. And John told me about Connor Cox. He is clutch. They count on him in situations just like this. A great chance to not only tie the score at 1-1, a base hit, and Lake County could take the lead. Corey Holland runs very well at second base. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike, and that might have been a cross-up. It was blocked by McDonald rather than caught. But it was a slider in the zone. And the count is nothing and one on Cox. And Connor Cox hitting 261 this year. He has only one RBI in 8 games. Couple of doubles. Right-hander against right-hander, starting in center field. The pitch just missed the inside corner from Estes. One ball and one strike. And on deck, you've got the best hitter on this Lake County team, arguably, and Joe Naranjo. Ramirez at third, Holland at second. Lansing protecting a 1-0 lead. The deal, popped up foul, towering out over our heads and out of play over the rooftop. That one's back to the parking lot. And one ball, two strikes on Cox. KOKX, the Long Beach State Dirtbag. I'll tell you what Connor Cox hasn't really done this year. He hasn't struck out. He's only whiffed 4 times in 31 plate appearances compared to 8 walks. A 1-2 stays high. He doesn't chase. And the count is even. And Joey Estes is a strikeout pitcher. Whiffed Naranjo and Cairo back in the first inning. A single by Ramirez. A double by Holland. Nobody out. The 2-2. Foul to the screen on the right. This is where Estes works with the catcher McDonald to go through that entire bag of trick. And that means for Estes, what are his strikeout pitches? The elevated fastball he loves and the slider down. He deals a chopper down to third, holding the runners. Grabbed by Winkler, throws to first, out number one. One big hop for Jack Winkler, and Ramirez without the greatest speed at third base, so he wasn't going to chance it. Estes gets Cox, and now Joe Naranjo.
Joe Naranjo.
One man down, bottom of the third, Lake County threatening, trailing 1-0. Navajo batting left, struck out his first time. Swings and misses a changeup to start him. Strike one. Naranjo on Tuesday took an 0-for. He was 0-for-4, and that ended his 13-game on-base streak. The pitch from Estes. At the letters for a called strike in the inside corner. Well, Naranjo, you can strike out. At the very least, more often than Cox. 14 strikeouts through his first 14 games. Struck out today, so 15-15. At 0-2 for Mestis, on its way. Missed in. Pounding inside on Naranjo. Joe Naranjo drafted by the Cleveland Guardians high. Taken in the third round 3 years ago. He's from Whittier, California. He's repeating the league, and he's repeating it well. 1-2 pitch, on its way. That's a changeup down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whenever a player repeats this league, it's not a slight. It could be for a number of different reasons. And Joe Naranjo came in last year and he was young. He is still only 20 years old. And he's been exceptional to begin matters. The 2-2. Ground ball pulled foul. Kicks off into the Lake County pen. Deep into the right corner. Naranjo last year, .235 his batting average, 6 homers. He already has 4 home runs this year amongst 9 extra base hits. The 2-2 pitch from Joey Estes. Slider, called strike 3 on the inside corner. He's gotten him again, and there's 2 gone in the third. This third inning began. Lansing leading 1-0, but Lake County immediately. Ramirez singled, Holland doubled. They're still at second and third. Angel Martinez takes ball one high. Martinez flied out to center field his first time. Switch hitting Martinez, batting left. Ramirez at third, Holland at second, 2 outs. The pitch inside. Two balls, no strikes on Martinez from Joey Estes. And the 20-year-old Joey Estes out of Palmdale, California, with the sign set at the belt. Deals. Check swing. It was wide. The home plate umpire Van Vanken calls it himself. Said that he went around too far, and there's strike one. The pitch up high and outside, and now it's 3-1 on Martinez. Well, Angel Martinez, one of the youngest players in the league. He's 20. He was born in 2002. Joey Estes born October of 2001. Martinez, January. To miss on a slider. So Joey Estes, what, 3 months older than Angel Martinez. The count is run full. This is A's prospect against Guardians prospect. Second and third, 2 outs. A 3-2. On its way. Fouled up and away to the left. There's some fun in this bottom of the third inning. Can Joey Estes pitch his way out of this jam? For Estes, 20 pitches in the first 2 innings. In this bottom half of the third, though, 27 pitches. 3-2. Swing and a foul tip that was not held by McDonald. In Lansing's pen, a right-hander is warming as that Estes pitch count is rising. If Joey gets out of this, all's well. But if this inning continues, he could be pulled because of pitch count. 3-2. High for ball four. And Estes started to walk off the mound. But that ball was above the logo. and Angel Martinez loads the bases, drawing the base on balls. This first pitch to Christian Cairo will be Estes' 30th pitch of this bottom of the third inning. And out to the mound comes the pitching coach, Gabriel Osuna. This bottom of the third inning began with the Mikael Ramirez single, Corey Holland doubled, but Estes got Connor Cox to ground out to third. That kept the runners right where they were. He struck out Joe Naranjo, but then he just walked Angel Martinez in an eight-pitch at-bat. So, here we are, Osuna the meeting before Estes can face Cairo with the bases loaded, Lansing leading 1-0. Christian Cairo struck out his first time against Estes. We are ready for play. Bases loaded, two outs. Lansing up 1-0. Cairo swings, strike one. It was that same pitch, that slider, that struck him out his first time. Ramirez, Holland, Martinez, the runners. The delivery. Grounded foul off the instep, and down goes Cairo in a heap. And his batting helmet is off because of the pain that he's in. With a little bit of a toss of the lettuce. There's nobody tending to him. They're all just watching. Now he gets up. Starts to try to walk it off, and immediately he stops. And that is going to provoke a meeting. Here comes the athletic trainer. It's Beauregard for the Lake County Captains, alongside the manager for Lake County, Greg DeCenso. They are looking at him very carefully. They were watching him just to see, would anything be needed? How's he doing? And then once he started to get up, he tried to walk, and he just couldn't continue. That's when they decided, all right, we need to see to him a little bit more carefully. And just like that, both are convinced. One heads to the dugout, first base way. The other one, the manager, DeCenso, back toward the third base coach's box. And the count is nothing and two on Cairo. Base is loaded. Captain's down 1-0, two outs in the third. The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider. Joey Estes pitches out of the threat. Ramirez started off the inning quickly at third after a single and a double. Holland was at second, and Joey Estes kept them right there, stranding Martinez at first. Two hits and a walk, no runs. We go to the fourth. It is the Lansing Lugnuts still leading 1-0 over the Lake County Captains at Classic Park.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
That's big time pitching by Joey Estes, getting through the bottom of the third inning and stranding the bases loaded with Lake County Captains, especially after Lake County opened up the frame, putting immediately its first two batters at second and third base. Estes now has 4 strikeouts through 3 scoreless, and he's with the Lake County number 1 and number 3 hitters, Naranjo and Cairo, twice apiece. As we open up the 4th inning, first the infield drag, and then Eribiel Angeles, Tyler Soderstrom, and Brett Harris will come up. Or I should say, yeah, it's Angeles, Soderstrom, and Harris, that's right, 3-4-5 in the order, taking on the right-hander, Aaron Davenport. One nothing, the Lansing Lugnuts have the lead. We're ready for play. Angeles steps in from the right side. Davenport toes the rubber. And the first pitch. A breaking ball is grounded to shortstop. Fielded by Martinez, throws to first. Got him. That throw was a straight line to Bracho. What? And now he's 0 for 2. Here comes Tyler Soderstrom.
Next up for Lansing, the first baseman, Tyler
Soderstrom. Soderstrom is 0 for 1 with a line out to the second baseman, Cairo. The pitch on its way. A bouncing ball down toward first base. Easy for Bracho, but wait, that was fouled first, they're saying. And the catcher, Ramirez, has already turned toward his first base side dugout with his arms outstretched. They say a foul ball by Soderstrom and keep him up there. Otherwise, that would have been 2 pitches and 2 easy outs for Davenport. Soderstrom's first time up, he stung it. But a nice catch made by Cairo. 0-1, taking low for ball 1. I see that the game day already has got Soderstrom out. No, sir. The pitch, high, ball 2. Lansing leads 1-0. Because Davenport in the second inning wild pitched in Brett Harris, whom he had walked and then balked. Davenport to the plate. Soderstrom lays off a changeup in. And it's now 3-1. And we go from this being a very easy and quick out to 3-1 pitch. Line shot center field. Cox there makes the catch. And there's 2 outs. Let me tell you, Tyler Soderstrom is hitting the ball on the nose. Just nothing to show for it. He found Cox where he stood. You could put Connor Cox's feet into cement blocks, and Soderstrom still would have been out. Brett Harris is the next batter with 2 outs and nobody on. 1-0 Lansing the 4th. The pitch. Just off the outside corner with a fastball. Ball 1. This after Davenport walked Harris on 5 pitches in the second inning, and Brett scored the only run. The deal, that's way outside. Not as close as the first offering. Coming up a southpaw who's wearing a sweatshirt. The pitch up high. 3 balls, no strikes on the Gonzaga Bulldog. Davenport goes to the back of the mound to rub up the baseball. 2 outs, nobody on. A 3-0. On the outside corner, strike 1 called. On deck, Jack Winkler. Here's the 3-1. Harris swings, grounds it off the glove of the pitcher Davenport, trickling towards second. It's Davenport who recovers, but his throw pulls Bracho off the bag. Harris is safe. That was nearly a scintillating play by Aaron Davenport. It tore through his glove. It moved to the back and to his left toward Christian Cairo at second. It was Davenport who got there first. He picked up the baseball. He twirled. He pegged. But the throw just was not on line to Aaron Bracho. And that is why Harris is on. It is ruled an infield single, and properly so. That is an above-average effort. And now with Harris at first, 2 outs. Lansing 1, Lake County nothing, batting in the 4th. It is Jack Winkler. And Aaron Davenport gets his sign from Ramirez. Harris might run the deal. High and wide, ball 1. The catcher Ramirez jumped up and stared down at Harris. We've seen with Brett, he does not have tremendous foot speed. But if you forget about him, it's to your own detriment. Righty throws to righty. Winkler lifts it high and foul off the right side. Beyond the bullpen, here to the blue seats, over past the tarp. One ball and one strike on Jack, starting at third base, batting sixth. Struck out swinging his first time up. And that was an at-bat, though, where he worked the count to 3-2, and he struck out on the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. He made Davenport work. Davenport throws for second. Ramirez now picks it up. Harris arrives in standing on yet another wild pitch. Back in the second inning with Brett Harris the runner, Aaron Davenport was unnerved and balked him to second, wild pitched him to third, wild pitched him home. Hence, Lansing currently leads 1-0. Two ball, one strike pitch. Winkler takes it high, ball three. So here's your third wild pitch for Aaron Davenport. Davenport out of Kirkland, Washington, same hometown as Fort Wayne's Josh Mears. Winkler takes a called strike at the knees on the outside corner, and that is a pitcher's pitch. There's nothing Jack could have done about that one on 3-1. Count is full. Armenteros on deck, first base open. Harris at second. Davenport looks at him. The payoff. Driven foul down the right side. That baseball soars into the tiered picnic area down the right side, where usually there's some white awnings above. We'll try it again, 3-2. A little bit reminiscent of Winkler's first plate appearance. But that one ended with a K after a long battle. Here's your seventh pitch here, on its way. Swing and a miss, he struck him out again. Four strikeouts for Aaron Davenport. This one retires the side in the top of the fourth. He has whipped Winkler twice and Lawrence Butler twice. He strands Brett Harris at second. 1-0 Lansing leads going to the bottom of the fourth inning from Lake County.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics and the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Is back in the second. Second pitch here. He rips it foul on the ground down the left side. It was another slider. And he's down to the cat. Nothing in two. The wait. The third baseman Winkler clears it out of play. And now here we go. John Kenzie Noel with the bright red batting gloves. The two-tone bat awaits the 0-2. One. Lansing leads 1-0. Bottom of the third inning required an awful lot of pitches for Estes, but he stranded the bases loaded. The pitch, swing and a miss, starts off the fourth with a strike out of Noel. And there's one gone. Now Jonathan Rodriguez. Bases clean. Lansing up 1-0. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Strike one. And Jonathan Rodriguez, shall we say, hurt the Lugnuts a lot the first time that these two teams met. Righty to righty. Fouled back again. Count is nothing and two. And Joey Estes working up in the zone. Sliders to Noel. High fastballs to Rodriguez. Lansing leads 1-0. The 0-2. Drill down the right side, but foul. Out into the seats. Slicing in front of the Lake County pen. Going back on Jonathan Rodriguez. The very first game of the season. 3-for-3. Two triples. Reaches out. Gets a piece of a slider, drags it foul to the left side, stays alive here, 0-2. He had an RBI triple. He scored two runs in a game that Lake County won 3-0. He supplied all the offense. The very first game of the season between these two teams. Estes throws, down and away, ball one. One ball, two strikes on Jonathan Rodriguez. Estes has whiffed 5 so far through 3 1/3. The pitch. Chopper foul up the left side. Going right back to that slider. Down and away, down and away. Let's see if that sets up another elevated fastball. As Estes reaches out to a baseball that was on the ground in front of him. And with his glove, he with the bare hand. To the first base out of the rubber. A shrug of the shoulders. The glove goes up. The rock. The pitch. A swing and a broken bat grounded to third. Into the glove of Winkler. Throws it across. Soderstrom receives at number two. Joey Estes turning these Lake County captains' bats into firewood. Aaron Bracho now. Bracho has rarely played for Lake County. The first pitch. On the inside corner, strike one called. One out, or I should say two outs, nobody on. Bracho grounded to second his first time. A one, slider in. Count evens up, 1-1. The captains are down 1-0 to Joey Estes and the Lugnuts in the fourth. Estes looks for a 1-2-3 inning. He throws. Ground ball down to first, into the glove of Soderstrom, reaching down to his left, takes it himself. That'll do it for the fourth inning. And that was easy for Joey Estes, exactly as he needed after the arduous third. We go to the fifth. It is the Lansing Lugnuts 1, the Lake County Captains 0. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be... Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A new pitcher has taken the hill for the Lake County Captains as we go to the top of the fifth from Classic Park. They've called upon Jaime Arias has come out. signed by the Cleveland Guardians as an undrafted free agent in 2020. That was with the five-round pandemic draft. And so who knows how high he would have been drafted if there would have been more than five rounds. He's an effective southpaw, and he relieves Aaron Davenport to take on Armenteros, McDonald, and Welbas. 7-8-9 for the Lugnuts, and Lansing leading 1-0. It begins with Lázaro Armenteros, who's DHing today. The pitch fouled off at home plate to rattle the catcher Ramirez's cage. Strike one. Lázaro drew a walk his first time up, but then was caught trying to steal second base. A lefty Arias with the sign, the kick, the pitch. Swing and a miss and a changeup. Lázaro way out in front. Final line for Aaron Davenport. Four innings worked. He allows one run. He gave up two hits. The pitch outside. Tried another changeup. One ball, two strikes. Davenport struck out four. He tossed three wild pitches. He walked two. He balked once. He gave up one run. The pitch up high into then out of the mid of the catcher Ramirez, who jumped up for it. Two balls and two strikes. Armenteros, a hulking, menacing stance from the right side. The 2-2. Swing and a foul tip into, then out of Ramirez's mitt. He stays alive. There's just something in that Armenteros stance that makes you believe you make a mistake, he will punish it. We saw that against Fort Wayne. Arias throws. Changeup high and wide. Count has run full. Lázaro Armenteros walked his first time. Does he get a pitch to swing at here on 3-2? He does, and lands a base hit to left field. One hop for Holland, who gets it into shortstop. Armenteros has a leadoff single. Hit number three for the Lugnuts. And now Jared McDonald will step in. The pitch. That's called a strike at the knees on the inside corner. Nobody out, top of the fifth. The Lugnuts already lead 1-0. Arias looks at Armenteros at first. Two looks, then the pitch. Runs high. One ball and one strike. Can the Lugnuts make some magic happen out of the bottom part of their order? McDonald, the number 8 hitter out of Goodyear, Arizona. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He was late. One ball and two strikes. Armenteros. There is not a cloud to be seen in the sky above. Arias' pitch. Fly ball into that high blue sky and then hits foul off to the right. And into the seats, bouncing forward. Just up behind the tarp down that right side. Around the seating bowl here, which is a very angular seating bowl. In Lake County. It does not curve around. Arias is 1-2. Await pickoff though instead. Armenteros back in standing. Now the 1-2. Ground ball back to Arias. Grabs. Throws to second. Cairo collects. Gets one. Throws to first. They got two. 1-4-3, the double play ball turned. And that was all about Christian Cairo at the pivot. It was not the best throw by the lefty Arias. He simply didn't put enough on it. And so Cairo came across the bag. He had to step on the bag and reach down in front of himself to collect. And then, with his momentum bringing him away from first base, throwing across his body to Bracho at first to complete it. Now Brian Wilbox swings and fouls off the first pitch into the netting on the right. Strike one. That is a really nice job by Cairo. Two outs now, nobody on top of the fifth. Lake County trailing Lansing 1-0. This is the Lugnuts number 9 hitter. The pitch, Wilbox takes the off-speed low. And Brian's first time up today. That against the starting pitcher, Davenport, hitting to a fielder's choice. The lefty throws. The right-handed batter whacks it foul to the right side. One ball and two strikes. And Brian Wilbox, who represented his country in the Caribbean Series. Native of Monteria, Colombia, started in center field in every game, all seven. Did he go? Breaking ball down and in. On appeal. Yes, he did. There actually was no appeal down to the bases umpire. It was Van Frank and the home plate umpire who called it himself. Arias gets the strikeout. He faces the minimum in his first inning out of the pen. And we are halfway to the house. It's 1-0 Lansing going to the bottom half of the fifth inning from Lake County.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We saw Lake County go to the bullpen for the top half of this fifth inning. Not so the Lansing Lugnuts, who stay with Joey Estes. As we go to the bottom half of the fifth from Classic Park, it is Lansing 1, Lake County nothing. And Estes will take on 7-8-9. That is Mikael Ramirez, Corey Holland, and Connor Cox. So be ready. These were the guys that started up the trouble in Lake County's only threat source. A perfect second, a perfect fourth. Not so in the third inning. Estes throws to Mikael Ramirez. First offering fouled back. Got in on his hands. Send it over our heads here in the press box. Strike one. Right-hander against right-hander. Ramirez led off that bottom of the third inning with a single that somehow got through Estes' glove. The native Californian nods yes, kicks, fires. Sliders outside. One ball and one strike. And then Ramirez's single was followed by a Corey Holland double beyond Austin Beck in right field. And there was trouble. Here's a 1-1. A slider down the middle, had a called strike two. Well, with Holland at second, Ramirez at third, nobody out. Lansing's 1-0 lead in jeopardy. Estes bore down. The pitch, up high and away. Two balls and two strikes. He got Connor Cox on his sharp bouncer to third baseman Winkler. The runners could not budge. Then he struck out Joe Naranjo. He walked Angel Martinez. He struck out Christian Cairo. Ground ball foul off the foot of the batter, Ramirez. That topples him, quickly gets up and limps it off. And Joey Estes is going to get that baseball himself and underhands it to a member of the captains to clear it off the field. Home plate umpire Van Vranken dunks the new baseball in his glove just to give Ramirez some time to recover. I wonder if Van Vranken would do that if this wasn't the Lake County catcher. Umpires take care of catchers. Catchers take care of umpires. Now we're ready. Nobody on, nobody out. 1-0 Nuts. 2-2 pitch. Foul ball. Up high in the air and a ways off the right. Today in baseball history, April 28th, 1930, the first organized baseball night game, it is believed, was held. Here's the toss. That's up high. Two balls and two strikes. It was a game between the Independence Producers. Payoff. Ramirez laces it to center field. Butler comes on and hangs up for him. Takes it in into his blue and white glove. One down. And now Estes against Corey Holland. Now when it comes to night baseball games, as we've got one here today with brand new LED lighting at Classic Park installed in the offseason. Night baseball games date back to the 19th century, back to 1880. 1-0 Lugnuts, Estes to Holland. Change up in, one ball, no strikes. Holland 1-for-1 with a double, right-hander against right-hander. Now you had to set up your own lighting for games like that. The pitch, fouled back, one ball and one strike on the left fielder Holland. And it was fun what teams would come up with to try to figure out what you could do to set up the lights. But in 1880, two department store teams tried to play a night baseball game. And then in the early 1900s, they tried night baseball. Here's a called strike two to Holland, and he's down to the count. In 1896, apparently, there was a night baseball game, Wilmington and Patterson. The 1-2, Holland swings and grounds it foul to the left side. According to what I'm reading right now, Doc Amel was on the mound, pitching to Hannes Wagner, and instead of throwing him a baseball, he threw an explosive. Here's the pitch. Slider outside corner, strike three called. K number six for Estes. Two down. That pitch was pretty explosive itself. Hannes Wagner hit a firework from Doc Amel. It exploded as he hit it, and they called the game. They said, let's just end it right here. Estes throws. Connor Cox takes a called strike in the outside corner. But in 1930, it's considered the very first minor league baseball night game. The Independence Producers, the Muskogee Chiefs, April 28th history. 0-1. Up and away. Lansing is leading 1-0 here. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. The hometown Lake County Captains hitting. But with two outs and nobody on, Estes is looking to set down a seventh straight batter. A fastball lined over Winkler at third in the left field, and that ends that dream. It's a base hit. Cox rounds first base, gives it a look, goes back to the bag as Buelbas was on it in a hurry, pegging into shortstop. A two-out single. Now here comes Joe Naranjo. The leadoff hitter is 0-for-2 with two strikeouts against Joey Estes. Left-handed batter waits. Righty throws. Fouled away up to the left side. By the way, the very first night game in Major League.
All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, Joey Estes is through five scoreless innings from Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. And the Lansing Lugnuts are leading 1-0. They are looking to expand that lead for their top-notch right-hander. And we go to the top of the order. Jaime Arias, easy for me to say, deals in a called strike on the outside corner. The left-handed hitting Lawrence Butler. Jaime Arias against Butler, Beck and Angeles, 1-2 and 3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. lefty to lefty. Butler watches that one bounce through the right-hand batter's box. Count is one ball, one strike on number one. Butler, who went 0 for 2 with two strikeouts against the starting pitcher, Aaron Davenport. Now against the reliever, Arias, in the second frame, delivers. Whacked foul up in the air off to the left and well out of play. One ball and two strikes on Lawrence. Target away. The pitch. A bouncing ball hit to second baseman Cairo. He attacks it, scoops it, underhands it to first in time. One down. Bring up Austin Beck now. Have you checked in with the Oakland Athletics last night? The Athletics shut out the San Francisco Giants 1-0. The final three pitchers to work in that game for the A's were former Nuts. Lansing's up 1-0 here. The pitch to Beck. Tapped foul off the end of the bat to the right. Strike one. One out, nobody on for the right-handed batter against the southpaw. 1-0 the A's won. Zach Jackson went one scoreless inning. Kirby Snead recorded one out in relief. And then Danny Jimenez the ninth. A one up high. A ball and a strike on Beck, who is grounded to second and flied to right. Jimenez a perfect ninth inning. And that completed the 1-0 shutout for the A's over the Giants. The Giants are a good team. The pitch. That misses in. Ball two. So the A's are now 10-9, and they are idle today. But just to have a look at the impact that that trio has provided the A's bullpen, pitching at the end. Here's the toss. Beck doesn't chase up high and away. And it goes to three balls and one strike. Those three had combined for 9 career major league innings entering this year. Really 9 2/3. 1 1/3, Jimenez. 8 1/3, Snead. There's a high fly hit to right by Beck. Back goes Rodriguez. He's at the wall to make the catch. And there's two outs. It died out there for Austin, who has such great opposite field pop. Up will step A. Rebiel Angeles next. Zach Jackson had never pitched in the major leagues before this year. And yet those three, with such little experience, they have been so strong. Jimenez is not allowed a run so far this year. A pitch to A. Rebiel Angeles, called a strike on the inside corner. Zach Jackson is an ERA of 3.38, Snead a 3.18 ERA, and Mark Hotze is trusting them. Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Lansing, batting in the sixth. The pitch to Angeles. Off speed is down. It has been a wonderful thing to see. The Athletics affiliate with the Lugnuts, now at the high A level, moving up from single A with Toronto. A 1-1. Line shot, base hit in the left center for Angeles. Center fielder Cox quickly upon it to his right, and he wings it in. Angeles is on with a two-out single. That ball was stung. And now here's Tyler Soderstrom. Kevin Smith should be back in the major league soon for the A's. He was injured, foot injury. Zach Logue should be back in the major league soon for the Oakland Athletics. So the former Lugnuts making an impact with the new parent club. Arias throws. Soderstrom takes a called strike on the outside corner. And here's your next wave. The guys who played last year moving up through AA and AAA, and now these current Lansing Lugnuts. Soderstrom has hit it hard twice. He swings and fouls off this high and tight fastball. No balls and two strikes. Lansing is leading 1-0 with Angeles at first base, top of the sixth, two outs. Soderstrom lined out to second in the second inning, lined out to center field in the fourth. And a two-strike hole. Lefty to lefty, the pitch from Arias. Swing and a miss, chase the high cheddar. Down he goes for Arias' second strikeout. Angeles' single left at first base. No runs for the Nuts in the frame. Through 5.5, it remains 1-0. The Lansing Lugnuts are leading in Lake County.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
That is Joe DeMears now on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts. Lugnuts leading 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Joe DeMears out of Boise, Idaho. After Joey Estes went out there, fired 5 scoreless, including 4 perfect innings. Let me correct that. 3 perfect innings. Let me change this up. As the first offering from Joe DeMears is taken for a ball. DeMears to Angel Martinez. Switch hitter batting left. There's a rocket through the right side and a base hit in the right field. Austin Beck sends it in. Martinez has a leadoff single.
Next up for the Captains, second baseman, number 11, Christian Tyrone. Christian is a nice ice cream batter. He gets it hit. Ted Lumpy Panther, he gets some ice cream.
Now Christian Cairo. 1-0 is the score. That's the key. Because the Lugnuts only have that 1 second inning tally. Martinez at first is the tying run. DeMears throws. A breaking ball called a strike down the middle to Christian Cairo, who was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts against the starting pitcher Estes. Joe DeMears in his 5th appearance of the year. Through the first 4, 9 1/3 innings for DeMears. He throws. High fly foul off the right side. No balls, 2 strikes. Key for DeMears, only 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. He has hit 3 batters, though. And that leads the Lansing Lugnuts as a team. The Lugnuts pitchers have only hit 10 batters with pitches this year. The Lugnuts lineup has only been hit 4 times. So aside from that, Joe DeMears pitching in, it getting away. Command's been good. 0-2 now. Time called. Wait just a second. And we've got an infraction spotted against Joe. So 1 ball and 2 strikes now. DeMears to Cairo. Just took too long. Nobody out. Nuts 1. Captains nothing, but the Captains have Martinez at first base in the 6th. Pickoff though to first base. Tag not in time. Angel Martinez is 4-for-4 in stealing bases this year. The bearded Joe DeMears has the sign. Sets high. Throws. A slider bounced foul to the left. 1-2 it remains. Right from that very first single. Demers immediately in a bit of a spot. Martinez can put some pressure on the other team's defense. But Martinez does have a lot of inexperience. He's young. Kyle already 2 strikeouts today. 1-2. That swerves outside. Cairo takes ball 2. On the Athletics organizational scoreboard, Double A Midland just underway with Jack Cushing on the mound. The former Georgetown Hoyo lit up Lansing last year. Tough pickoff, though, picked at first by Soderstrom. Tagged Martinez, but Martinez was already back in. Time is called. Martinez gets some assistance in wrapping up his right elbow. It had come undone. The Midland Rockhounds, by the way, entering play today. Their record is 9-8. They lost 10-5 yesterday. They've received such great hitting this year. Runner takes off. The pitch swung out and missed. Strike 3. Throw down to second base. Tag applied late. Cairo strikes out for a third time. Martinez snatches his 5th steal. In a scoring position, one man out. And now Demers against John Kenzie Noel. I'm looking at that Midland starting lineup and their batting averages, just the batting averages. I'll take you through it. It's 1-0 Lake County trails. A single, though, by John Kenzie Noel could tie the score as he takes a slider outside for ball 1. 0-2 with a ground out to short and a strikeout swinging against starter Estes. Now facing reliever Demers in the 6th. Righty against righty. The set, the pitch. That is stroke to the left side, a base hit to left field. In a well by his glove. Martinez first windmill, then stopped at third as the throw comes in. A single by Noel. Runners are at the corners for Lake County. One out for Jonathan Rodriguez. Rodriguez, who twice is grounded out. And a grounder here could allow Lansing to turn 2. But the third base coach and manager, Greg DiCenzo, has not shown to be too ambitious in trying to weave his guys around. In the 3rd inning, Joey Estes stranded the bases loaded. He left a runner at first base in the 5th. And now Demers in trouble in the 6th. 1st and 3rd, one out. Righty throws to righty. 1-0 Nuts. The pitch. Breaking ball chopped on the left side. It's backhanded by Angeles at short. Feeds 2nd, 1. Harris to 1st. Not in time. That's an RBI fielder's choice for Rodriguez. Beating it out as Martinez comes in. And this ball game is tied up 1-1. Bring up Aaron Bracho with 2 outs and teammate Rodriguez at 1st. Switch hitter batting left. Demers, the righty, sets and throws. Swing and a miss, strike 1. All right, those Midland batting averages that I told you about. Max Schumann's hitting .321. Chase Calabrese hitting .356. Zach Geloff, .333. Devin Foyle, .320. Those your top 4 hitters in the order. And then Kyle McCann, .313. Michael Goldberg hitting .933. Bracho takes a ball outside. Michael Goldberg, .333 out of the 9 hole. He was 3-for-4 yesterday. Jeremy Ironman batting 5th, .281. You know, the only 2 batting averages that are down in the starting lineup are familiar. This pitch is outside, but hang on. A balk called against Demers, who did not come to a complete stop. And Rodriguez sent to 2nd base. Slow starts to the year for Jordan Diaz, who's hitting .231. And Jake Suttleson, who's hitting .214. That's up in Double A. And they always say, if you can play in Double A, you can play in the major leagues. So, just such a joy, especially with a guy like Schumann or Goldberg. And onward, the pitch, fouled away, down the left side. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Aaron Bracho. Lake County's already tied the game in this bottom of the sixth inning. Leadoff single by Martinez. Stole second, singled to third by Noel. Came in on the Rodriguez RBI fielder's choice. And Demers just balked Rodriguez into scoring position. One and two. Demers looks at the runner. A second look. Now the pitch. Slider down and in. Well smothered by Jared McDonald. Two balls and two strikes. When we go to the seventh inning, Lansing will have Brett Harris leading off. First, though, this break even. Chopper to the second baseman. Nice easy hop for Harris coming in to swing it over to Soderstrom. The inning is over. Brett Harris is enjoying a fine game offensively. Defensively, that was routine. But Lake County scores a run on two hits with one stranded. And it's a tie game. As we head to the seventh inning from Classic Park, it is 1-1.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Drag that infield and send us to the seventh. Jaime Arias remains on the mound for the Lake County Captains. And this one is 1-1. Lansing's run coming in the second. Lake County's run coming in the bottom half of the sixth. For the Lugnuts, it was Brett Harris who scored it. This after Harris scored two of the Lugnuts' three runs in a 3-1 series opening win on Tuesday. And here comes Harris to lead off the seventh inning. He has walked, he has singled, he has, as I said, scored. Five, six, seven. Harris up, Winkler on deck, Armenteros in the hole. The lefty kicks and throws. The right-handed batter watches a fastball high. Ball one. Brett Harris, drafted out of Gonzaga, but that was not where he began. Ball one offering, up high again, two balls and no strikes. He redshirted in 2017 as a Houston Cougar. And then off he went, first to Central Arizona College and then Gonzaga. The 2-0. That two is high, three balls, no strikes, and Harris. And then drafted from Gonzaga by the Oakland Athletics in the seventh round last year. On 3-0, does he have the green light? He takes a called strike from Arias.
Two strikes away.
On 3-1, he walked in the second. On 3-1, he singled in the fourth. And on 3-1 in the seventh in a tie game. The pitch, high ball four. He walks again. Brett Harris has been one of the Lugnuts' most dependable players this year and that is in every single facet.
Next up, number two, Jack Winkler.
So now Jack Winkler, who's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Lefty to righty, pitch on its way. On the inside corner, out of called strike. 1-1 is our score. Lansing batting at Lake County in the seventh inning. Winkler worked the count twice. Twice he struck out against starter Davenport. Now against reliever Arias. On an 0-1. High and outside. He takes ball one. By the way, the NFL draft has started. Trevon Walker goes number one overall. I apologize if you had DVR'd it. The pitch whacked foul to the right side. Which leads me to guess that Aiden Hutchinson is going to be a Detroit Lion. And there's a lot of Lansing Lugnuts fans who are Detroit Lions fans, who are also Michigan Wolverines fans or haters, who would be in favor of that pick. A 1-2. High, two balls and two strikes. You can be a Spartan and think that the Lions should get Hutchinson. Two balls and two strikes on Winkler, the San Francisco Don. Pickoff though to first base instead, but Harris dove back in. Just so much fun talking about the NFL draft with members of this Lansing Lugnuts squad. I had a great conversation earlier today with Grant Holman, tomorrow's starter, big Packer fan. Winkler swings, bounces it foul, right side, off the barehanded attempt by the first base coach Craig Conklin. Lázaro Armenteros is waiting on deck. Nobody out in the seventh. The pitch. Grounded foul. Or is this going to stay fair up the third base side? It does. Barehanded at third by Noel. His throw across is not in time. And Winkler is on. The way that ball came off the bat, it looked like it was going to hit off the foot of Winkler. And somehow, no, and it just kept on wriggling up the third base side. Jack Winkler's beaten out an infield single. So Winkler at first and Harris at second. Lázaro Armenteros. Lugnuts looking to break a 1-1 tie. Here's the man who wears number 11. Armenteros has walked and singled. They're expecting a bunt. I don't know if I am. He's got power. And indeed, he swings away, but he spoils it foul to the right side. Strike one. Armenteros has great speed and perhaps even greater pop. And yet at first base, Bracho is in, and so is Noel at third base. Arias throws. High fly to right. Rodriguez tracks it back to his left into the corner. He's got the catch. At second, Harris tags. Rodriguez's throw is strong but cut. And Brad Harris is safely into third. Armenteros flies out. Lansing is runners at the corners. One away in the seventh. Jared McDonald now. McDonald is 1-for-2 with a single to center, and his last time up, he grounded into a double play. And don't you know that's what Arias is thinking about? Dealing. Line shot center field. Cox goes back, reaches out. He's got the catch. Harris tags at third base. He's on his way into score standing. A throw comes into second baseman Cairo from very deep center. Winkler retreating to first. A deep sacrifice fly by McDonald. Lansing takes a 2-1 lead.
Number 12, Graham Novas.
Now with two outs, here comes Brian Buelbas. How about the Lugnuts responding after Lake County just tied the game in the bottom of the sixth inning? Lefty to righty, Winkler at first, a threat to run, although Arias has a darn good move. They're going to appeal to third base. Did Harris leave early? He did not. Appeal denied by home plate umpire Van Vranken. It was worth a try if you're Lake County. Brett Harris has scored both of the Lugnuts' runs here today. The pitch fouled up and away to the right. Strike one for Buelbas. Brian Buelbas is 0 for 2. A fielder's choice grounder. A strikeout swinging. Two outs. Winkler at first in the seventh. The deal. High fly to left. On its way. It is gone. Brian Buelbas laces it way out to left field. It is his first home run of the year. And that two-run shot puts the Lugnuts up 4-1. Buelbas admired it too, up the first base side. And Lawrence Butler there to greet him, as is Beck. And then the forgotten man is Winkler, who scores ahead of Buelbas on that home run. But now he checks in. It's a three-run top half of the seventh, as Buelbas takes Arias way out to left field. Now Lawrence Butler swings and fouls back the first pitch to him, strike one. Brian Buelbas knew it immediately. He has some kind of power for a guy who's not that big. Arias's pitch. Butler takes a called strike on the outside corner. And now it's nothing and two. Four, one Lansing. The deal is high and taken for ball one. Lawrence Butler is 0 for 3. Two outs, nobody on. He struck out twice. He's grounded to second. The 1-2. He taps it up the first base side. Arias off the mound. Difficult grab of a tough bounce. Underhanding it to Bracho. And that is out number 3. Lawrence Butler chucks his helmet with frustration up the right side. Well, Lansing scores 3 runs in the top of the 7th inning after the captains had deadlocked the game, and the lead now once again belongs to the visitors. As we go to the bottom of the 7th inning, it is 4-1 Lugnuts. Stretch it out from Classic Park.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Lansing's lead is now 4-1. Brian Buelbas' two-run homer, capping a three-run rally in the top half. In the bottom of the seventh, the first pitch swing from Mikael Ramirez, sent down to third base, where Jack Winkler handles and tosses across. There's one away. And now here comes Corey Holland, with Connor Cox waiting on deck against the right-handed reliever Joe Demers. Mears into his second inning of work out of the pen, and there's nobody warming up behind him. A three-run lead now to his back. He throws to Holland. That is a little low, ball one. Holland is one for two with a double and a strikeout. Righty to righty. Pitch on its way. That's outside. I received a message from the voice of the Lake County Captains, John Vicari, who was pointing something out. Here's the 2-0. Swinging a foul tip into the mid of McDonald. 2-1. And that was that Joey Estes retired at least every member of the Lake County starting nine. At least once. Demers' pitch. Smack to center. Back goes Butler. Back he goes. That ball hits off the top of the wall and stays in play. Lawrence quickly gets it in all the way to third base, keeping Holland at second with a double. His second double of the game. Corey Holland came into play today, 2 for 24, and today's 2 for 3 with two ringing doubles. Connor Cox now 1 for 2 with a ground out to third and a single to left field. Four to one, Lake County down by three. Bottom of the seventh inning, one out. The pitch from Demers. Down and away. Jared McDonald nicely done, right on top of it to his right. Gabe Ortiz is here in Lake County. Ortiz, the roving catching coordinator for the Oakland Athletics organization. Checking in and helping out the Lansing Lugnuts trio of catchers. And he was working hard with McDonald, hard with Matt Cross earlier today. Ball one offering. On its way. High fly, left side, at a foul ground. Third baseman Winkler approaching the stands. Jack is out of room. That ball drops three rows deep. One ball and one strike. Connor Cox. We have four more games to go in this series. Tomorrow night, 6:35. Doubleheader Saturday, and then Sunday. A 1-1. Slider lined, hooking down the left field line. Foul! That was interesting because that ball was hooking, and yet the Guardian Angel down the left side, out of pure self-defense, I think it's Angelo Infante, was ready to grab it. But it almost went fair. So, thank goodness Angelo Infante, in the end, pulled back and let that ball land. And it did land foul. I have seen members of bullpens interfere with balls in play before, and it does not go well for their team. I've seen that for when the member of the bullpen is part of the hitting team, too. Demers looks at the runner, deals the 1-2. This is skied to left. Robus looks up into the high, deepening blue sky. Now comes in. He has the catch. And the runner, Holland, went halfway to third, gets back to second with some hurry. Connor Cox is at number two. Joe Narano is coming up, but first, here comes the pitching coach, Gabriel Osuna, out to the mound. If you heard me say that there's a guardian angel at work down in the pen, that's because the catcher, Matt Cross, needs protecting. Kumar Nambiar is warming up right now in the Lugnuts bullpen. Osuna said what he wanted to say. He departs the hill. Holland back to second base. He had a brief word with his manager coaching at third, Greg DiCenzo. John Vicari the voice of Lake County, full-blooded Italian, told me initially, Greg DiCenzo. And then he had a word with Greg, and Greg said, I know it's pronounced DiCenzo in the old country, but John, I pronounce it Greg DiCenzo. Joe DeMiro throws to Joe Naranjo. On its way. Fly ball left field. This ball's hit well. Back goes Brabas with a play to haul it in front of the track. The inning is over. There was some hard contact there against Joe DeMiro, but in the end, Corey Holland's double is stranded. And so we move to the eighth. The Lansing Lugnuts bring a 4-1 lead over Lake County at Classic Park. Stay with us.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Eight to one Lansing Lugnuts, or I should say 4-1 Lugnuts go to the eighth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, wishful thinking here. 4-1 Lugnuts, here to the eighth. From Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. After the Lugnuts win the opener 3-1 over Lake County. Top of the eighth here. We'll begin with Austin Beck. Beck, Angeles Soderstrom. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Austin Beck batting right. The first offering, it takes it skipping in low. The off speed for ball one. You're not going to get him to chase that pitch there. Jaime Arias back to the mound for a fourth inning in relief. Kicks, throws. Beck spoils it up and foul to the right side. Arias, the pitcher, chased it the farthest. First baseman Bracha just watched because that ball was well out of play. One ball, one strike. Beck is 0-3, but his last time up against Arias. His only at bat so far against Arias. Flied out to very deep right. The pitch. Off speed across the inside corner, and that's a called strike two. Four to one Lansing. Neither team is an error. Both teams have 6 hits. The kick, the pitch, high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beck's discipline this year at the plate has been outstanding. Major step forward from last year. 2-2. Oh, that's called strike three in the inside corner. He thought it was in. And he's a strikeout victim to begin matters. When I go back to last year, there were times with Beck where he was pressing. And you would see him chase. You'd see him chase up. You'd see him chase down. And this year, he isn't. His plan has been sound. One out, nobody on for Eusebio Angeles. 1-for-3 with a single. Swings away at the first pitch and hits it foul, out of play to the right. Lansing's lead is 4-1. Tomorrow, 6:35 p.m., the first pitch, Grant Holman for the Lugnuts. Lenny Torres gets the ball for the Caps. Arias throws. This is hit in the air, down the right side. Angeles down the line, nearly runs into the pitcher as the first baseman Bracho comes in a foul ground to take it in. 2 outs. Tyler Soderstrom next. And Lenny Torres, tomorrow night's starting pitcher for Lake County from Poughkeepsie, New York. An he is one of a number of really talented pitchers on this Lake County squad. The pitch to Tyler Soderstrom bends outside, ball one. 4-1, Lugnuts leading at Lake County in the top of the eighth inning. Lefty to lefty, two outs, bases clean. Soderstrom takes a called strike in the outside corner. One ball, one strike on Tyler. Out of Turlock, California. The pitch. That's a fastball for a called strike at the belt. And it's 1-2. First two plate appearances for Soderstrom were strong. Last one he struck out swinging. He's in a hole now. 1-2 is on its way. Grounded on the right side. And gloved by second baseman Cairo. The throw to first means it's a perfect top of the eighth inning for Arias, who completes four in relief. And I think that will be the last for him with a reliever warming up in the pen. We're going to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts are six outs away from a 4-1 win over the Lake County Captains. Stay with me.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
With the Lugnuts protecting a 4-1 lead on our way to the bottom half of the eighth inning, it is Kumar Nambiar who takes the ball out of the Lansing Lugnuts pen. Jonah Mears pitched the sixth and the seventh innings. He allowed three hits and one run. He struck out one. He did not walk a batter. Now Nambiar, the southpaw, out of Larchmont, New York. Nambiar stands 5'11", 190 pounds, 24 years of age. A 34th round selection in 2019 out of Yale.
Now batting for Lake County, the shortstop.
4-1 Lugnuts. He throws to the switch hitting Angel Martinez, who takes ball outside. Maybe I should be saying Angel like the PA announcer. I was told Angel by the voice, John Vicari. Ball one offering to Angel. Flied foul to the right. One ball, one strike. Nambiar is making his seventh appearance of the year. He has gone 8 2/3 innings. Four walks and four strikeouts. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner. And a called strike two. With this seventh relief appearance of the year for Nambiar. Now he is tied for first in the Midwest League in most appearances. Let's it fly. Called strike three. Fastball surprises Martinez. And there's one gone. Kumar's father is here in attendance. Introduced himself to me 2 days ago, the series opener. A pole got away, and Christian Cairo, on his way to standing into the right-hand batter's box, nearly tripped on it. Take care of Christian Cairo. One at nobody on. 4-1 Lugs. The pitch. Fly ball. Foul soaring down the right side. Baseball into the blue seats with a high kick forward. Cairo is 0 for 3. Three strikeouts. And MBR so far, with the exception, I know he just struck out Martinez. He has not looked like a strikeout pitcher. But he drops in a called strike two now, and he's out in front of Cairo. It is very simple. Work to your stuff. Execute the game plan. For the Yale product, deals, bounced it in, and then off of McDonald kicking right. One out, nobody on, bottom of the eighth. And the lead for the Lugs is 4-1 because of a three-run top of the seventh, capped by a two-run homer by Brian Wilbas. And it's a home run that you need to see the video, but there is none. Swing and a miss. Changeup strikes at Cairo. He wears the golden sombrero.
Next up in the draft, third baseman, John Kennedy.
Now John Kenzie Noel, who is 1-for-3 with a ground out to short, a strikeout swinging, and a single. The pitch to him. On the inside corner, strike called. Two outs with the bases clear, a 4-1 Nuts lead. The pitch, swing and a miss and a changeup. Nothing and two. Hey, Kumar Nambiar. He struck out Martinez, he struck out Cairo, and now he throws the 0-2. Reached for and grounded down to first base, gloved by Soderstrom, wants it himself, stepping to his bag, ahead of Noel, and that is a perfect eighth for Kumar. Let's go to the ninth. It is the Lansing Lugnuts 4, the Lake County Captains 1.
All right.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
And now to the ninth inning. 4-1, the Lansing Lugnuts lead. And now it's the chance for some insurance for the Lugnuts. The Lugnuts batters coming up for this ninth inning will be Harris, Winkler, and Armenteros. Lake County goes to the bullpen for just the second time in this game.
Now pitching for Lake County, number 40, Katie Smith. Seven to the plate for Lansing, number 23, Brent Harris.
Kate Smith is the new man on the mound for the Captains, the 6'5 right-hander out of Vancouver. He fires. Brett Harris takes ball one inside. Harris, Winkler, Armenteros. Harris has singled. He's walked twice, and he has scored two of the four runs. The pitch. Fastball up and in. Two balls and no strikes. And Brett Harris has scored four of the Lugnuts' seven runs in this series. Right-hander throws to right-hander. There's a called strike at the knees. Cade Smith, the man on the hill, big guy, making his fifth appearance out of the pen. 4 2/3 innings, seven strikeouts so far. Delivers a fastball called strike two on the outside corner. Harris from Arlington Heights, Illinois. the Vancouver native deals. The Illinoisan swings and strokes a base hit in the left center. It's served. Howland picks it up and gets it in. A line drive leadoff single for Harris, opening up the ninth inning. What a ball game. What a series. Jack Winkler now, 1-for-3, couple of strikeouts, a single and a run scored for the third baseman. Swings and misses the first offering. Strike one. Righty, righty. Smith sets. Nods. Throws. Inside, nearly hit him. Jaime Arias in his final line. How about four innings of relief following Aaron Davenport to the mound? But the seventh inning did him in. Smith delivers. That's lifted to left and shallow. Holland comes in. He's under it. He catches it at Harris back to first. One away in the ninth.
Now batting number 11, visiting hitter, Lázaro Armenteros.
Here comes Lázaro Armenteros. Righty throws to righty. 4-1 Lugs lead. And the pitch. Off the hands, a line drive right at the shortstop, Martinez. Took it softly out of the air. And again, Harris right back to first base. Two gone. Those Arias numbers. 4 innings, 4 hits allowed, and 3 seventh inning runs, including a 2-run homer hit by Brian Buelbas. Arias ended up striking out 3 and walking 1. He's in line for the loss. The pitch to Jared McDonald from Cade Smith. Takes it up for ball 1. Loved McDonald's swing his last time out. After a single in the third and a double play grounder in the fifth inning, Jared McDonald hit a sac fly in the seventh that he crushed to deep center. Great catch made by Cox. Smith to the plate. Line drive to right field. That's a base hit for McDonald. It's a multi-hit game. And then the ball was misplayed and right by Rodriguez. Brett Harris deems around to third base. McDonald pulls it a second as the throw comes in. Rodriguez missed it. Connor Cox had to have the backup to prevent Harris from scoring. Jared McDonald's good day at the plate continues, and then the very first error of the ball game goes against Jonathan Rodriguez. Brian Buelbas now with two outs and runners at second and third. He homered his last time up. Smith's pitch. Outside. One ball, no strikes. We could see a very big night for Buelbas. The pitch runs in. And he's got himself a lovely count here. Two balls and no strikes. Does Cade Smith give him a pitch to mash? Here it comes. High for ball 3. On deck, the leadoff hitting Lawrence Butler. McDonald at second, Harris at third. What do you think? Red light here? 3-0. He is taking, and it's high. The bases are loaded on the 4-pitch base on balls for Brian Buelbas. Well, Lawrence Butler is going to be the batter. But first, a visit to the mound by pitching coach Caleb Longshore. entire infield comes in around Cade Smith. Lawrence Butler is 0 for 4 today with 2 strikeouts and 2 groundouts his last 2 times. Once to second and once to the pitcher. So now Lawrence Butler is 6 for 47. This has been a very surprising, ice-cold start to the year for Lawrence. Like with Tyler Soderstrom, who is 0 for 4 today, and Soderstrom has opened up the year 8 for 58. Out of all the Lansing Lugnuts hitters, everyone who's doing good things, everyone who is not off to the start that they wanted, I think that this would take you the most by surprise. But a chance here. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Wellboss, McDonald, and Harris, first to second to third. The Lugnuts lead 4-1. 2 outs. The pitch, that's outside. I know I said 2 outs twice there, but just in case you forgot the first time. Right-handed pitcher out there, left-handed batter. Hit 19 homers last year. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1 ball and 1 strike. There you go now. The break even. Down and in. 2-1 for Butler. Hitter's pitch from Cade Smith. On its way. A ground ball is up the middle. Cairo, the second baseman to his right, grabs, and his momentum leads him right to second, stepping on the bag. Wellboss is forced, side retired. Fielder's choice for Butler, the top of the ninth, ends scorelessly. 2 hits, 1 error, 1 walk, 3 left. 4-1 Lansing going to the bottom of the ninth inning from Classic Park.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
You don't know the loved situation because of someone else's drinking.
Local
virtual meetings are available.
Maybe one could be for you.
For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit al-anon.org/home.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The only Lansing Lugnuts reliever who's pitched as much as Kumar Nambiar has been Angelo Infante. Hey, guess what? Angelo Infante is out there for the Lansing Lugnuts as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is a save situation, and it was Infante who saved the opening 3-1 win 2 days ago. Here he is looking for his fourth save of the year. Jonathan Rodriguez, Aaron Bracho, Mikael Ramirez. Against the right-hander, Angelo Infante from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Age 23, 6'1", 180 pounds. Infante in his seventh appearance of the year. He's worked 7 innings. He's walked 1, struck out 5, allowing 2 earned runs. His bottom of the ninth on Tuesday went perfectly. He delivers to Rodriguez. Line drive base hit center field. This won't be perfect. Lawrence Butler relays it in, sidearm. It's a leadoff single, a bullet by Rodriguez. Aaron Bracho now. Bracho is 0 for 3 with 3 groundouts, once to second, once to first, and then again to second base. The right-hander throws. Bracho takes a called strike on the outside corner. Aaron Bracho in just his seventh game of the year. He and Mike Amditas have been the players used the least by Greg DiCenzo. Switch hitter from the left. The deal. That just missed outside from the command man, Angelo Infante. The right-hander sets. Throws. Bracho grounds. The slider fell off the dugout railing right side. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, it's 4-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. It's 4-1 in West Michigan. The Great Lakes Loons leading in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Loons and the Whitecaps, each of them 7-10 this year. Infante deals. Bracho fouls it back. Count stays 1-2. Nobody out. Rodriguez at first for the Captains. We have reached the 9 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. We are 2 hours and 26 minutes into this game. Meanwhile, Fort Wayne shutting out Dayton 4-0 in the eighth. The pitch, down and in from Infante. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Dayton Dragons come in with a record of 13-4. And yet Fort Wayne is looking to shut them out. Remember, Fort Wayne just won 5 out of 6 in Lansing last week. Infante's pitch, a ground ball foul to the right side. That again, a slider in on the hands. Over in the Western Division, South Bend trails at Quad Cities, 4-2, bottom of the fifth from Davenport, Iowa. It's Wisconsin leading in Peoria, 1-0. They have hit the seventh. The pitch, swing and a miss. Infante handcuffed him with a fastball and whiffs him. One gone. That brings up Mikael Ramirez. 1-for-3 with a single. The pitch. High bouncing ball pulled foul up the left side. Strike 1. Lansing 4, Lake County 1. In the bottom of the ninth with 1 out on Lake County's Jonathan Rodriguez at first. Wisconsin is leading Peoria 1-0 in the seventh. The Timber Rattlers this year are 11-6. On the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the best record in the league. There's a foul straight back, strike 2. Cedar Rapids is 14-3. The Beloit Snappers are 4-13. And wouldn't you know, the Colonels are leading again. 1-0, they're in the seventh inning from Beloit, Wisconsin. 0-2 is the count on Mikael Ramirez. Right-hander to right-hander. Infante sets. Throws. Ground ball foul up the left side. It was Joey Estes for the first 5 innings, scorelessly. 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. And then Joe Demers, the 6th and the 7th innings, allowing 1 run in the 6th. 0-2. Slider swung at, foul tipped into McDonald's mitt. Strike 3. Infante fans him. Now Corey Holland. Holland is 2-for-3 with 2 doubles and a strikeout. 2 outs now in the bottom of the ninth. Lansing 4, Lake County 1. Right-hander fires to right-hander. Outside with the off-speed. Kumar Nambiar took it after Joe Demers. Demers the 6th and the 7th. Nambiar the bottom of the 8th, perfect with 2 strikeouts. A leadoff single here for Rodriguez, followed by 2 strikeouts. Infante delivers. Slider swung at and missed. 1 ball, 1 strike on Holland. And Infante does have that safety net. He's got a 3-run lead. He brings it. That just missed as the home plate umpire Van Vranken flinched but didn't give the call. Tying run is still in the on-deck circle. That because of a 3-run top of the 7th inning for the Lugnuts that broke a 1-1 tie. Well, Bassa, two-run homer. The pitch. Holland grounds to short. In comes Angeles to scoop. Throw into first on the run. Got him. Ball game over. The Lansing Lugnuts beat Lake County for the second straight game. More wins than the Lugnuts had in their season opening three-game series against Lake County. The Lugnuts 4, the Captains 1. It is in the books. The post-game show is coming up next from Classic Park right after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Oh, the Lansing Lugnuts defeat the Lake County Captains 4-1. The second straight win for the Lugnuts in Lake County over the Captains after a 3-1 win in the series opener. And if you go back and look at that game and look at this game, you'll find that they followed the same formula. Not overwhelming offense, opportunistic offense. Brett Harris had a hand in both. Scored two of the Lugnuts' runs in that 3-1 win 2 days ago. And in today's game, Brett Harris scored two of the four runs. He walked, he was wild pitched in for the first tally back in the second inning, and then in the three-run Lugnuts' seventh, breaking a 1-1 tie in the decisive half inning. He led it off with a walk. Jack Winkler singled him to second base. He moved to third base on a flyout by Lázaro Armenteros, and he scored on a sac fly by Jared McDonald. Then Brian Buelbas came through with the two-run homer. Buelbas's first-round tripper of the year, bringing in Winkler. That supplied the insurance and the final margin in this 4-1 win. Lansing's record is now 6-11, while the Captains fall to 7-10. These two teams are a game back of everybody else in the league because of yesterday's postponement. They'll make it up with Saturday's doubleheader. But when I talk about that formula, yes, there's the opportunistic offense, but how about the pitching? On that game on Tuesday, we saw David Leal allow one unearned run, go six innings, striking out seven. He walked nobody, gave up only two hits. And then the bullpen, the final three innings, only one hit, one walk allowed between Trayson Kubo and Angelo Infante. They struck out four. They retired the final seven batters. Here today, Joe Demers did allow a run in the sixth inning, but that was it. Pitched the seventh, pitched around a double by Corey Holland, gave the baton over to Kumar Nambiar, who fired a perfect eighth inning and struck out two. Then in the ninth inning, after a leadoff first pitch single by Jonathan Rodriguez, Angelo Infante once again, buzzsawing through Bracho and Ramirez with back-to-back strikeouts. Corey Holland, who had two ringing doubles earlier in the game, a routine ground out to shortstop, and that did it. So once again, the bullpen, four innings, one run, four hits, no walks, and in fact, only one walk the entire night for Lugnuts pitchers. In fact, for the series, only one walk in 18 innings for Lugnuts pitchers, and the Lugnuts struck out 11 in this game after striking out 11 on Tuesday. 22 strikeouts compared to two walks in these 18 innings, and two wins. Wouldn't you know it? Doesn't it just figure? So the Lugnuts come away with a 4-1 victory, and now we look ahead to tomorrow night. It'll be Grant Holman on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts, and Lenny Torres will oppose him for the Lake County Captains. 6:35 p.m. is going to be the first pitch from East Lake, Ohio. And then we look ahead to the weekend. 1 o'clock p.m. doubleheader on Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. on Sunday to close out the series. Saturday, we'll see Jeff Criswell in Game 1, Stevie Emanuel's in Game 2, and then Hogan Harris gets the ball on Sunday, piggybacked by Osvaldo Berríos for the Lugnuts. And then it's time to come on back home, as the Lugnuts will be back in Michigan State Capitol from May 3rd through May 15th. Only one off day in a 13-day span. The Lugnuts first against West Michigan, and then against the Dayton Dragons, the best team right now record-wise in the Eastern Division. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get your tickets at LansingLugnuts.com. As far as tonight goes, it's time for us to call it a night. Ryan Brelbas, a home run. He's got to feel good. Brett Harris and the offense and the pitchers and the defense, crisp, really crisp. Make that a one error in the game for the Lugnuts on Tuesday. In tonight's game, no errors. So good, clean baseball. We'll see what tomorrow brings, but this is fun to watch from East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's wishing you well. Have a terrific rest of your Thursday night from East Lake and Classic Park. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.